For several years, Human Resources Director Pete DePascar says it's been a challenge to fill all the jobs at his suburban Chicago-based technology company.
Getting high-skilled people are still a challenge.
To fill those high-skilled tech jobs, DePascar recruits from outside the United States. About 80% of ProSoft's workforce is from South Asia. Many, including DePascar, came to Chicago on special work visas, known as H-1Bs.
There is a high demand for the H-1Bs, high-tech people. That is true.
While the demand for those visas remains high, DePascar says many who get them are not choosing Chicago as their top destination.
They are slowly moving towards the south, especially Texas and Atlanta and Georgia.
So what we're seeing right now is a substantially decreased total of international in-migration.
Elizabeth Hsu is Principal Policy Analyst for the Chicago Metropolitan Agency for Planning, or CMAP, who studied Chicago's recent immigration trends.
Prior to the recession, we were between 50 and 60,000 most years, and now, since 2010, we've been at about 23, 24,000 international in-migration on a net basis.
Hsu says that dramatic drop, as much as two-thirds some years, contributes to Chicago's overall stagnant population growth. Chicago is growing more slowly than other similar large cities like Boston, Los Angeles, and New York City.
From 2005 to 2009, the Chicago region, was fourth in the country in terms of its rank for just the raw number of international immigrants that it attracted. And in the next 5 years, 2009 to 2014, the Chicago region was eighth. So just adding, even across all of those years, you're seeing a substantial drop.
DePascar says there are many reasons why immigrants choose to live in southern states instead of Chicago.
The environment there is ideal for starting a business. Could be the taxes may be lower, and employers are getting a lot of benefits from the state government.
But DePascar says one thing that could bring new immigrants to Chicago is increasing the number of work visas that would attract the highly skilled tech workers his business needs. Kane Faribault, VOA News, Chicago.